morning.
Good morning.
And how are you proceeding, my friend?
I've been proceeding quite well, thank you. I've had some very interesting experiences lately, and I'm moving in a new direction, which has been going quite well. And I think overall, I'm doing very well, yes.
Excellent. And do share.
Okay. So the main topic I want to talk to you about today is this new direction that I've embarked on. And I've been moving in that direction for some time now, a few months. What I'm wanting to accomplish is basically engage my body consciousness to continuously regenerate itself, and I want to, by doing so, extend my longevity basically indefinitely until I choose otherwise. And I want to fully experience the shift and you know, to its completion. And I can see many benefits to me in doing this, and also for others too, I think. And so I'm quite confident that this is possible, and I am capable of doing this. I think the main challenge is always to disengage from the belief of that aging causes degradation of the body, and I never actually believed that very much anyway. So I wanted to, first of all, validate with you that this is realistic direction for me to go, and that and also ask you what challenges I may have on the way.
Very well. First of all, I would say that definitely it is realistic, and it is definitely possible. In that, what might be the challenges? It is very easy to slip into reinforcing the degeneration belief and that construct, because that energy is everywhere around you. Therefore, in that, it is, first of all, a matter of noticing this is very interconnected with the idea and the expression of not enough. They are very intertwined. Therefore, anything that you are expressing in the direction of not enough reinforces anything in the direction of degenerating in relation to the body consciousness. That is a piece that many people don't necessarily pay attention to, and it can be easily expressed, and you can easily be caught in that direction and not even recognize that you are doing it in relation to anything. If you become frustrated in a particular moment because you visit the grocer and they are temporarily out of stock with a product that you consistently purchase, that can easily easily lead you, without thinking about it, in a direction of that association of not enough, or engaging a project that you want to complete, and pressuring yourself in any particular moment and generating that idea of not enough time. Or not even in relation to yourself, but perhaps in relation to individuals around you, and expressing the idea that they don't have enough of something, enough patience, enough awareness, enough time, anything. It could be anything. That is the reason that it is so insidious. But if you are paying attention, it isn't difficult to notice. And you can alter that very quickly, intentionally, when you notice. Therefore, it can be insidious and not as obvious, but if you are genuinely paying attention, that can easily be altered. Now, I would also say that another pitfall can be expressed in relation to what you think is healthy. That also is another direction that can be somewhat insidious, in which you don't necessarily immediately recognize what you are doing, because you can be moving in a direction in which you are paying attention to your body consciousness, you are moving in that ease of regeneration, you can be feeling good, and then you can cross a line, so to speak, in which you begin to become somewhat too rigid in relation to health and nutrition and what you do in your body consciousness. Or it can move in the opposite direction, in which you aren't doing enough, because you are thinking that all that is necessary is for you to set an intention to be regenerating, and then you don't have to do anything, and you don't have to pay attention to your body consciousness or maintain it in any particular manner. And that will move you in a direction that isn't successful. Therefore, it is a matter of balancing and being aware. And if you are, then I would say you would likely not incorporate any problems or difficulties, because whatever challenge might present itself, you would be aware of that relatively quickly and address to it and move in choices that are to your greatest benefit, and that continue to support and maintain that natural action of regeneration.
Okay. It does sound like there are some challenges in this, but I feel that I can adequately address to them. So that's...
I would definitely agree, my friend, and this is the reason that I express that it may not necessarily be difficult, that whatever you present to yourself as a challenge, if you are paying attention and noticing, you can choose accordingly. And the most important piece is to be continuing to pay attention to your body consciousness and its communication to you. Therefore, being aware when it is expressing to you, if there is something that it requires or if something is disagreeable to it.
I do listen to my body consciousness. Sometimes I'm not sure if it is, I don't know what I would call a true message. Like sometimes I will get what I call a craving for something sweet, for example. And I'm not sure whether that's just a habit of mine or an affinity I've developed for that, or whether it is something that the body consciousness genuinely needs.
What I would say to you in relation to that is that at times can be somewhat tricky because, unfortunately, in relation to sugars, that isn't entirely natural. Sugars are introduced to you generally as an infant. They are beginning to be introduced to you. And in that, I would say that sugars are introduced to infants, to babies, in what you think of as a natural capacity with fruits, to encourage infants to eat in relation to actual foods. And in that, of course, babies and young children are very much inclined to be consuming these types of foods because they are sweet. But that opens a door in relation to other sugars that are introduced to you at very young ages. And in that, in relation to this subject of paying attention to your body consciousness, unfortunately, that creates a very confusing situation in relation to messages and whether they are an actual genuine want of the body in relation to something that it requires, or whether it is a want because it is something you like, and that can be challenging. Now, what I would say to you is, most of the time, literally most of the time, when you have a prompting or a craving in relation to sweets, it is not being it is not being expressed because the body requires it. It is being expressed because the body misses it, because you haven't given it to it for a time framework. Now, what I would say to you is, how you can tell the difference, and this is an easy experiment, how you can tell the difference is if it is something that you simply want because you are accustomed to it and you miss it, but you don't actually require it, that the body isn't telling you this is something that it needs, is when you want something sweet, eat a vegetable with butter. Not plain, but with butter. And I would suggest that you eat a vegetable that has some type of sweetness to it, such as corn or spinach or carrots. If you eat a vegetable and you eat that with butter, because the butter also satiates that want for sweet. I know you wouldn't necessarily automatically think about that, but it actually does do that with the body. Now, if you strongly still are communicating that to yourself after you have a vegetable with butter, if you still feel a strong prompting in the direction of a sweet, then that is the body telling you that it requires something. It is prompting you because it is missing something. But generally speaking, many, many times, if you do this experiment, if you do this trick, and you eat a vegetable with butter, when you feel that craving, it will stop.
Okay. That's really excellent advice, and I will do that. And the butter, it has to be butter. I usually don't use butter for anything. I've been usually substituting things like olive oil.
No, I would say that in these situations with vegetables, yes, I would definitely express butter. Oh. And butter substitute either.
Okay. Well, that's...
But actual butter.
Okay. I'll do that. While we're on the subject of diet, I also have a strong liking and wanting for starch. Starch is something that I almost can't live without. It's usually I think my preferred starch is bread, but other starches as well, and it is kind of a mainstay of my diet. Can you comment on this?
Very well. Now, I will say that there are two components with this. One is that the body consumes and assimilates starches in the same manner that it does sugar. Therefore, if you have an inclination towards sugar and you don't consume much sugar, it will likely translate in relation to starches. Your body will want starch instead. And that is one piece, but that isn't the only piece. And therefore, it is important that you are aware of the whole picture. Because some people are naturally more inclined to incorporate starches more than other people. Some people, their body consciousness functions more effectively if they are consuming more starch. Some people don't require that and may not be as inclined to be consuming as much starches, but also understand starches are also another food source that are introduced at very young ages, and they do assimilate in the body consciousness in the same capacity as sugar. Therefore, that is a component. In that, what I would say is it is a matter of balance. That if you are an individual that naturally is inclined with your body consciousness to consume more starch, that is entirely acceptable. But it is a matter of balancing, because you don't want to, in a manner of speaking, cross that line once again in which you are consuming starch to replace sugar. Therefore, in that, with the starches, if you move in the direction of a balance, it won't necessarily stop a craving, but it will maintain the body consciousness move in the direction in which you definitely incorporate a strong pull towards starch food, you likely naturally express that. And therefore, it isn't necessarily bad.
And am I such an individual?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's kind of what I felt, but I think I understand what you're saying.
It simply is a matter of balance and regulating how much starch you intake on a daily basis.
Okay. Another piece of this new direction is that I am wanting to reduce separation from myself as essence. And I have been engaging in an exercise. Initially, the exercise was involving blending with Lawrence's energy. And I would do this and feel Lawrence's energy quite intensely in my body. And I wasn't really sure initially how effective this was, but the idea was to make myself more aware and give myself more awareness by blending with the energy of an essence. Recently, I have shifted that towards, instead of blending with that of energy of Lawrence, I have been, I'm not sure exactly how to express this, but reducing the separation. In other words, pulling in my own energy in a wider capacity, if that makes sense. And I have a different feeling from how that feels when I do the exercise in this manner. So to begin, I want to ask you, is this being effective? Am I accomplishing something in these exercises?
Now, when you do this exercise, what do you experience?
Well, with the most recent exercise, and I should mention I use quartz, clear quartz, to help amplify the effect, I experience, it's almost like a kind of a slight pressure, a kind of a bloating. Bloating is not quite the right word. It's kind of a buoyancy. It's difficult to describe, but there's a very definite feeling to the energy in me, and it feels like I'm pushing from the inside out, but not uncomfortably. The other effect is that when I finish the exercise, it instills with me like an incredible sense of calmness and comfort and just stability. I'm very centered.
Excellent. Now, what do you notice in other time frameworks in relation to when you engage with other individuals?
The interactions are better, significantly so. For I am, you know, less judgmental, I am more accepting, less irritated. I think that would be the main things I have noticed.
Excellent, excellent. That would be very encouraging of you, my friend. I would say that this is showing itself to be considerably successful. Now, how often do you do this?
Well, actually, as often as I can, because I find it enjoyable for one thing, and I believe it is beneficial to me. But I would say at least once a day is what I would like to maintain.
Excellent, excellent. And I would say that it definitely is an avenue in which you can be more centered, and in which you are allowing yourself to genuinely express yourself as what you are, as essence. This is definitely a successful avenue to express that more and more. I would be very encouraging of you.
Thank you. And the clear quartz, is it actually effective in this, or is this something I simply believe in?
Oh, it is. I would definitely agree, yes. I would actually say that that is an excellent choice, because quartz are, clear quartz are conduits, and therefore that is an excellent choice in relation to what you are specifically doing. Wanting to be more expressing as essence, and in that being more connected with yourself. Yes, definitely.
Okay. That's great. Just a quick question then before I forget. Do I have any, other than Elon Musk, do I have any other well-known contemporary focuses?
Contemporary? No.
Okay. Okay, so just going back to what we were just discussing, I had Marcus. Marcus contacted me a few days ago, just as I was arranging for this interaction with you today. And he said that he had an impulse to contact me, and he had an impression, a message that I think he attributed to coming from Rose that related to me in some manner. It was kind of a cryptic message that he conveyed to me. In the message was the name Lazar, and something to do with a council. And can you shed some light on this?
That was all that was expressed?
Well, the message had something. I have to be very careful here, not to read too much into this, because I am LP, and because I am LP, I tend to go on strange directions. But the message said, welcome, Lazar. The giant is awakening. I believe those were that was what the message was that Marcus felt he had an impulse to convey to me.
One moment. Very well. What I would say is this is somewhat of an interpretation, and what I would say is that the actual expression from Rose was an encouragement in the direction that you are moving in connecting more with yourself as essence, rather than only with Lawrence. I would say actually it was a strong acknowledgement and encouragement that actually, the piece of the giant is not too far off, in a manner of speaking, in relation to the symbolic aspect of the expression. For I would say that opening to yourself as essence and beginning to express in that capacity, I would agree, is somewhat associated with expressing as a giant, much more than as only one focus. In a manner of speaking, not to diminish or discount any focus of attention, because you are all very valuable and important. But in that movement of becoming more self-aware and recognizing that you are actually more than what you appear to be, that you could interpret that as becoming the giant. And I would be encouraging of that also. And I would express an acknowledgement of that.
Very well.
What was your interpretation initially?
Yeah, my interpretation was that I did make the connection to what I was accomplishing in the same way you just did. Like I say, my LP being an LP often pushes me in directions of feeling that this is a great thing and that I can be, you know, a great leader or something. And this kind of triggered that at the time. And but
I would also acknowledge that and express that that is also correct, because you can be, because you are. And in that, I would acknowledge that in relation to what you can accomplish the more you move in this direction that you are engaging now.
Excellent, because that is what I want to do.
What you can do. And I would very much encourage you, the more that you move in this direction, the closer you move to making that a reality.
Okay, that's very good to know. So in this exercise then that I do, I still feel some of Lawrence's energy there. I get the impression that Lawrence is with me in the exercise, perhaps to guide me. Can you give me clarity on this?
I would agree. I would also say that it isn't only to guide you, though, because I would say that at this point now, you are beginning to guide yourself well enough. I would say that it is more a camaraderie and an encouragement. And the other piece, which is significant, is that the constant of that presence gives you, in a manner of speaking, a type of edge on that awareness and experiencing interconnectedness, that you are never alone, that you are never singular, that as you move more into the real expression of essence, as you move more into the real experience of that, as you being essence, you also begin to experience the reality of that interconnectedness, the reality of never being singular. Therefore, I would say that that is also an excellent contribution in this process.
Yes, and I have recently begun to appreciate interconnectedness much more myself, and I have a much better understanding of it, and interconnectedness is definitely a big piece of this.
Definitely, and that is excellent, my friend, because I would say to you that as you experience that more and more, that you begin to genuinely see that whatever you express, whatever you generate, is multiplied and is experienced almost in the capacity of being given back, although it isn't quite that, because it isn't actually a give and take. It is always present. But in that, in physical reality, you experience it almost as giving back, but in the capacity of tremendously more than you give or than you expect.
Okay. I'd like to switch subjects slightly here. I have a new, what I call a new theory of perception, which I'd like to validate with you. And I'm not sure I'm going to use the terminology that you would use, but, you know, if you could kind of bear with me. Okay. So the way I see it is that an objective reality has a basis in what I call an energy configuration. Perhaps this is what is referred to as the blueprint. That is the basis for all objective realities. And when an individual, when a focus experiences objective reality, what they are actually doing is they are viewing that energy configuration, that blueprint, through perception. And perception is translating the energy patterns into objective reality, which they then experience. And because we are all interconnected, our translation of the energy pattern is quite similar. But of course, there are individual variations. So I would say that perception, in a sense, is a translation process. Is this correct?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
The reason I'm asking this, and I was thinking about this, is because you have told me, and I think others, that we manifest our objective reality independently and individually, and that everything that we experience is a product of our perception and in creating that imagery. But on the other hand, you also have said that there is only one world and not multiple worlds. So to me, that kind of appeared to be kind of a contradiction. But I think if I view it in this way, it seems that the contradiction is resolved. Can you talk about that?
Correct. I definitely agree. and in that, yes, you are interconnected. You are experiencing together. And in that, because of that interconnection, this is what I have expressed with individuals that you definitely are creating every aspect of your reality yourself. But that doesn't mean that there are no influences. And in that, even your thinking may not entirely be only you. Your actions, everything about you is not singular. You aren't singular. And therefore, yes, you are correct that there is continuously influence and expression in relation to everything because of that interconnectedness, because there is no actual singularity. There is the simulation of singularity in your reality, because that is, as you express, the blueprint of your reality. And that is what you are functioning within the parameters of. But that doesn't eradicate the fact or separate you from the fact that you are all interconnected and that you aren't singular. And because of that, yes, you do in many capacities create realities that are very similar. Now, you will occasionally encounter other individuals that create very different realities from your own, that they may have just enough similarities that may create questions for you, because you recognize that they do create enough similarities that they are expressing themselves in manners that don't appear to you to be delusional, let us say, but at the same time, their reality may be considerably different from your own. And that may be challenging at times to understand or to engage. And that is also a validation that each of you does create your own reality individually, but you do have that interconnected piece regardless.
Okay. But this concept that I have, that perception is a translation, is that even valid?
Yes, it is valid.
Okay. Okay. In the past few months or whatever, I have seen quite a bit more of your blue dots and things. And, I mean, I appreciate that a lot. I would just like to know if there is any specific significance to this.
Say that it is an encouragement, a noticing, and an encouragement in this new direction that you are engaging. It is very significant. It is very beneficial. and it is noticed. And in that, I would say that this is my energy being supportive and encouraging to you, most definitely.
Thank you. I've never asked you for my focus intent, and I've been giving some thought to that, but once again, my focus intent gets clouded with my LP-ness, my being LP. So can you tell me what my focus intent is?
Your assessment thus far? Don't discount that piece.
Well, it's just that when I was younger, I had some very strange thinking about that, you know, well before I anyways. I mean, my impression is that my intent is to be in some way instrumental in this shift, in the transition, in helping people. I don't know if that's anywhere near accurate.
I would say that it is. I would say that the exploration that you are engaging in this focus, which would be your intent, is not only to be helpful, that is a piece of it. But I would say that your exploration is actually exploring leadership, expressing it, how to express it, what it is, how it is effective, how it isn't effective, how it is expressed in others. I would say that is the intent, exploring that subject in its entirety.
Okay. That's interesting. And, on the subject of LP, I mean, you kind of described it as an LP being an empty vessel, as a mouthpiece even, and and which I didn't find very flattering at all, but...
I would say, in relation to that, not to interpret that literally. That was a metaphor. It wasn't expressed to be interpreted in a literal capacity, but emphasizing that these individuals have the capacity to be steered in certain directions that can be in leadership roles. And that emptiness is actually referring to an openness and a willingness to be in that position.
Okay.
Not everyone is. In actuality, most people aren't.
Well, that's an interesting piece in that, which I didn't recognize.
That was simply an expression as a type of metaphor, not to be interpreted literally at all. But continue.
Okay, so just a quick question. How is Ida doing?
capacity.
As she remembered her death.
No.
No, okay. And is communications with focuses that have disengaged possible before they remembered her death?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, this has been extremely productive, and I really appreciate the information that you have provided.
Are very welcome, my friend. I shall be anticipating our next meeting, perhaps without such a long interim.
Well, now that you suggest that, I think that perhaps that can be arranged.
I am tremendously encouraging you, my friend. You are moving exceptionally well and very swiftly. And I would encourage you tremendously. I would express to you at times when you are excited, remind yourself that you are not in a race.
Okay. Good advice.
But other than that, I am tremendously, tremendously encouraging you, my friend, and express to you genuinely well done. Until our next meeting, in great friendship and in tremendous love to you. Au revoir.
Au revoir.